is on the one hand the continuation of the Hakdama of the Chayyadam, the Me'idach, to discuss with you the inyan of Seder HaLimud, and to try to explain a little bit why, in spite of the fact that there's always an attempt to correct the system seems to have something of a life of its own. And the proof of it is that historically, all these corrections occurred as a reaction to the matzav, to the status quo, and therefore it means that the matzav was different than the correction. When you have something going smoothly, there's no need to bother. Remember that somebody once came in with a big, beautiful poster about not speaking in shul, and he wants to hang it up. It was in the old shul. So I told him, what are you doing? So he says, well, it's a beautiful poster. I said, it's a very beautiful poster, but when you hang up such a poster, it's a symbol we have a problem. So you're going to create a problem. Because if nobody talks, what do we need this poster for? The poster is an indication that there's a problem inside. The same thing every time there's a correction. Ben Chamish Lamikra, Ben Esa Lamishnah, Ben Chamesh Esrei Gemara, let's do it. So what do you mean, let's do it? If it's happening, then you don't need the correction. The Teretz says it wasn't happening. There was a different style of limud and a different orientation towards limud. And whoever introduced that correction, whether it was the Maral or from the Cheder of the Gro or anybody else, including in his own way the Chayyadam's efforts here, Legabe Halacha Lemaisa, it's always running against a certain current. Why is there this current? What's the problem? So the problem, in a nutshell, in one phrase, is b'makom shalibay chafetz. But the idea of b'makom shalibay chafetz is not merely in the yeshiva with the Rebbe. It's not merely in the place in the Gemara. It's also in the derech of learning the Gemara. Because there are certain things that grab a person, and there's certain things that you have to do mamish l'shem shamayim. And the things that grab the person are lav dafka in the Seder ben chamish l'mikra ben esa l'mishnah ben chamesh esrei l'gemara. Lav dafka quantity. And furthermore, there's a certain simcha of learning, a derech in learning, of being befalpel to understand what the Rishonim and the Achronim are trying to say. And that, frankly, takes a tremendous amount of time. There's a maisa with the Birka Shmuel and a certain Hasidish Rebbe that he once met. And the Rebbe asked him to say over one of his shiurim. And the Birka Shmuel proceeded to give him an understanding which he had struggled with and worked hard on, the genius that he was. But nevertheless, he himself struggled for hours and days contemplating a certain Rajba, and he then felt that he had the pshat of the Rajba just right. He understood what the Rajba wanted and how the Rajba is resolving the problem that he had and how the other Rishonim are relating to this Rajba and so on and so forth. And he felt, and from this he built out a whole shir. He says this over with tremendous passion to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, then he asks the Rebbe, so what do you say? So the Rebbe said, the Bochbel, dozok doch the Rajba, aber vozok dir. This is what the Rajba is saying, but what are you saying? So another person, I don't know how another person would react. Here he's struggling to understand the Rajba. Birka Shmuel grabs him by the lapel, starts dancing with him. And he says, you also agree that that's the pshat in the Rajba? You also agree? Because that's not what he meant. What he meant was, I don't understand b'chla what you're trying to accomplish. The Rajba says that. That could be one of two things. Either the Hezber and the Havana was so perfect that then he saw that that's exactly what it says in the Rajba because his eyes were opened up. He didn't have those problems in advance. It's always good to say, look at the Rajba and tell me pshat in the Rajba. Then when the person can't do it, then you tell them the pshat. If you tell them the pshat first, he looks at the Rajba, yeah, that's what the Rajba says. Or it could be that Bichlali wasn't on the Madrega of learning. But whatever it was, the eon of a Godoil to understand one Rajba takes hours and hours. How do you expect Ben Chamesh Esrei L'Gemara? Now the Teretz is, it's a different kind of Gemara. It's a different level of learning. What is it? So I have a phrase for this. I call it the geography. Getting to know the neighborhood. What I mean to say is this. Somebody is buying a house in a certain city. He was never in that city before in his life. But he's moving there. So he goes there, and in 2 days he travels up and down the streets, and he knows what's one-way street, what's a two-way street, where there's construction going on. He knows the ins and outs of the traffic, and then he gets involved with the restaurants, and he gets involved with you know, who, what is the best place to buy something, and whether it's clothing or food or this or that. Bekitzer, he gets a picture. There was once a Gogol who came from Japan, you know, from Shanghai in Japan. He came to America and he had a photographic memory. So the first thing he did was memorize the subway map. And he was a Bucky Niffler in every train. In those days was the IRT and this and that. Bucky Niffler. Couldn't speak a word of English, but he was a Bucky Niffler. And the Luyusha Cup. But Bekitzer, could you say about this person that he knows the ins and outs of that town? Of course not. To know the ins and outs, you have to know the people. You have to be there for a couple of years. You have to get a full sense of the happenings, the machers, the movers, the shakers. What do you know now? You know the names of the people who are movers and shakers, but you don't really know them. You have no protection. You have no connection to them. You have no relationship. And the same thing, you may have a picture of your neighbors, but you don't really know them. Is it a Shochen Toiv? Is it not a Shochen Toiv? We don't know. You only know once you live there. My mashal is b'nai geya learning. A person can learn Mishnayos. You learn 3 Mishnayos a day, you finish in a reasonable time. You learn a Perek a day, you could finish very quickly Mishnayos. You learn a Daf Yomi, a Blat Gemara. There's a Blat Gemara that the Yeshiva Bacher sitting next to you on the other bench over there in the Beis Medrash is learning the same Blat for 2 weeks. And he's immersed in it all day long, at least for one full Seder. And here we are, because we're all geniuses, and we managed to cover this Blat mamish in an hour. So Mayridike Uftu, what's the Chiluk? There's nothing negative in what I'm saying about learning Daf Yomi, and don't misconstrue it. It's not negative, as long as you understand what it is. Daf Yomi is geography. Daf Yomi is memorizing the subway map. Daf Yomi is getting to know the neighborhood. It is a critical thing, because like this, you're an Iver Hamamashish Ba'afela. If the Daf Yomi only accomplishes that you learn how to read Gemara, it's a Gvaldika Uftu. Not to mention that from time to time, a nugget, a vart, a havana, a daher, could change your life sometimes. But that's what Daf Yomi is. If a person thinks as a lichten lernen because he's learning Daf Yomi, he's simply mistaken. It's nothing else but totally mistaken. Now, when you have I believe I mentioned this, the yeshiva bacher that was the best bacher in the yeshiva. So there was a very simple person, but he loved Torah for some reason. And he wanted for his daughter the best yeshiva bacher. Goes to the Rosh Yeshiva, and he wants him to pick out, you know, how he can't pick it himself. He doesn't know anything. So he trusts the Rosh Yeshiva to pick out the best bacher. V'kachava, mitgeretim shidduch. The Rosh Yeshiva convinced the bacher that it's very kedai, because he promised him kest forever, he should sit and learn Yom HaVolad. And he meant it. Anyhow, Vayi Ayoim, it happens that he passes by. And this bacher is learning basmoda in the backyard with his chavrusa. And he goes over, he says, Vos leontil, what are you learning? And he says, Baba Kam. He turns white and green and yellow and blue. And he starts screaming on the top of his lungs, Mekach Toz, that Rosh Yeshiva, he fooled me. He says, what is the problem? He says, I have a 10-year-old boy in Cheder, he's learning Baba Kama. So he tells him, it's the same name, but it's an entirely different sefer. Oh, I made a mistake. But it's not the same sefer, even if we understand that it's the same words. Because the Baba Kama of the 10-year-old and the Baba Kama of the Lamdan is a different Baba Kama. And all the words are to begin with, it's only a trigger, because you have to understand that Torah Sheba'al Peh is a container. It isn't the thing itself when it's written down. Because Torah Sheba'al Peh is Baal Peh. And Baal Peh means with all of the pitchifkis, with the maven dover, mitoich dover, with all of the consequences that come from it. Now if a person learns Be'iyun, he uses what he has in front of him. Now, of course, we are zeichet to have written down also Rishonim and Achronim. But the bottom line is that before the Rishonim and Achronim, it's basically code. It's shorthand. And that's all it is. And if a person thinks that the shorthand is the thing itself, he's very mistaken. So how do you manage to learn a blot a day? Maybe if you learn 10, 15 hours a day, Be'iyun, you could learn a blot a day. And it's a wonderful thing. You finish Shas in 7 years. What about Chazara? What about a person who forgets? So what happened was, because people forget, and because people do not have a depth of understanding, they don't have a gishmak, people started falling away. To learn L'shem Shamayim is an unbelievably high madrega of Yiras Hashem. Lav kol Adam Zaycha Lekach. And therefore, with all of the agendas and all of the protocols, the inyan remained, give the bocher, give the Talmud a gishmak. Now imagine life competes against you. The knowledge of the world competes against you. The taivus of the world compete against you. There's a tremendous competition. I remember when I was a little boy in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yankif Yosef, I don't know why they didn't have blinds on the windows. The Vilna Gaon used to have blinds on his windows, even though there was nothing on the outside. But Moshe, to contain him, he put his feet in pails of cold water. He should stay up. And he learned in the darkness, just to the light of the candle, even during the day. Pile ployim. But by us in the yeshiva, they didn't have blinds, and the windows were beckoning. And I was sitting next to the window, naturally. Where else was I sitting? And I looked out the window, and across the street on Henry Street was a very short street, and there was a tenement, and the tenement was occupied by certain people, Arelim, and they had either a business or a hobby, I could never figure it out. They used to raise pigeons on the roof. And the pigeons, they used to form circle formations which were absolutely fascinating. And the person would put up a stick, and when he lifted up the stick, all the pigeons took flight, and they went around in circles. I'll tell you something. There were weeks that I knew more about pigeon formations than I knew about Baba Kama. A person's interest and curiosity needs to be inspired. And when it's inspired, it's not, unfortunately, I have to say unfortunately, it's bederech klal not inspired by Yirah Shamayim. And in spite of the Drosh HaSaran, Drosh Chamishi, Nusach Aleph, Nusach Beis, whatever it is, it doesn't work like that. In human nature, we have a taiva to learn, it's gevaldik. We don't have a taiva to learn, it's very difficult. Learning is complicated. Learning, and it's esoteric. I have to know in Baba Basra about a wall that I'll never build. And that's even Lamaisa sometimes. Imagine things that you learn in Zroyim. You learn in Zroyim in Yonim. We're learning Mishnah is Zroyim now. Mishnah is Peya. It's not Negeya to me. And if it's not Negeya to me, I have to have an incentive. If the incentive is Yira Shemayim, if I'm on that Madrega, as they say in the expression, Kol HaKavod. But who is on that Madrega? So Memela, in all the yeshivas it ended up, they teach them how to learn, they give them the gishmak in learning, they force them to be mefalpel with one another. There's only one tremendous drawback. The shir is always geared to that, and therefore, if a bachur is not on the Madrega to understand the shir, or his nature at that moment may be on the Madrega in his brain, but he's not inspired enough, then it's a blank. A day can go by, a year can go by, 5 years can go by, and he gets absolutely nothing from learning in the shiur. And that develops the opposite of taiva. it develops frustration. Frustration leads to aggression, zogen the psychologist. It leads to an animosity towards learning. Ad kidei kach, that someone once told me, it's hard for me to believe, but someone once told me that he now is potter and bottle from all those negative feelings that he used to have. He really wants to learn. And he tells me, you know what happens? I open up a Gemara, and all of a sudden, my back arches, and I get frightened, and I get nervous and agitated without any explanation, and I close the Gemara. It's almost like a Pavlovian reaction, if you understand what I mean. All those years of frustration, all those years of negativity, and he lost the negativity. He wants to learn. He matured, he grew up, he slowed down, he's not ADD and ADHD, whatever it is anymore. At Ken Zitzin and Launin. It took me 6 months of convincing him that da liegt a gold mine of geschmack and Liebschaft, and eventually we broke through. It was unbelievable. No negative feelings, no negative attitudes. Of inside, it's almost like an addiction is the opposite direction. There's an antagonism that's so part of his genetic makeup now that he can't even understand why, but he doesn't want to go near a Gemara. It's almost like the Gemara will bite off his fingers. He doesn't want to go near it. See, you have a dog sometimes, a bad experience. You don't go next to any dog. But that's a marshal. And here he doesn't want to open up any Gemara, any Sefer. He said, look, it's so wonderful. Let's go through it. Let's take a shtickle here in the Dvar Avraham. And slowly, slowly. I think that's what happened, though, B'derech Klal, to learn the dry, cut Gemara, Poiskim, and Halacha L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah. It's not so poshut. If it's Halacha L'maisa Mamish, and I need to know, somebody asks me a shayla. It's a halacha psukah. Very often I will tell him, you know, let's take out a Mishnah Berurah, let's learn it together with the Bi'ur Halacha. The answer's in the Bi'ur Halacha. He says, so why don't you just tell me? I'm in a rush. I tell him, I said, I could tell you, but if I tell you, it won't accomplish anything but that you'll know what to do. But why don't you sit down and see a Geshmak of Bi'ur Halacha? So what did I accomplish? He needs to know that halacha. And because he has that extra incentive that he needs to know today, with the chong pot, with this, with that, can't imagine how many beblach as there are in the chong. That's how many shilas I get about chong on Shabbos. It's unbelievable. It's always with the chong, you should know. The plug went out, the plug went in, the guy did this, the guy did that. You have a guy, Gevaldik. You know, but Lamaisa, in this, there's an opportunity. The opportunity to give a person a geschmack. Let's work it out together. Let's figure it out ourselves. Of course, you can't always do that. Sometimes you have to answer right away. I had a Maisa Shahaya once. Somebody comes in, and he's a very edel abacher, very edel. An edel younger man. Young fellow, must be in his 20s, 30, early 30s maybe. Anyhow, we finished making Kiddush, we washed, and they're waiting for the rest of the olam to finish washing, to make hamotzi. And meanwhile, he walks in. So, Shteitzach, he waits. After I make hamotzi and give out the shtiklach chala from the Lechem Mishneh, I turn to him and say, so what is it? He said, my house is on fire. Oh, that's okay. You should have waited another 5 minutes, you know, till we finish the fish. Maybe sing a little smiris. Baruch Hashem, it was taken care of us by a guy who passed by before I ever got to the house. But it's an amazing thing. A person asks the shaila what to do. There were a lot of tea lights, those little round cups with the wax in them. And they were all bunched together, and it's like the Maisa with the stones by Yain Kevavinu. Each one have said the Allah Yoniach Tzadik as Rosh, so they formed one stone. This formed one fire. They all got together and they made a conflagration on the table, and it was really a very big sakana. But it was still on the table. The table was about to catch fire, and who knows what would happen. So the shaila is what to do. It's amazing. A person comes and asks. So I told this fellow afterwards. I said, listen. Baruch Hashem, it's all over. Let's go into the Beis Medrash after the Suda and sit down and learn this halacha together. It was a gewaltige Sach. He never in his life would have learned the sugya with that kind of a geschmack and an interest, because he saw the inyan in front of his nose. That's a rarity. Most of the time, you have halacha, you learn one halacha after another halacha after another halacha. We learn on Sunday morning, on Rishon B'Shabbos, we learn a shir in halacha. It's always true that those in Yonah D'Yoyma Shiurim are much more exciting to the Shaimim than just simply learning. So if we learn Hilchas Tzitzis, one or two halachas on the Gei halacha l'maisa. But when you're learning Hilchas Megillah and you're talking about Sudas Purim and Erev Purim, it's a different story entirely. That's what it is. Learn the same halachas in Chodesh Iyar, Sishin Hananda Zach. B'makayim shel liboy chafetz. So before we go back, which is already several weeks, before we go back to the Chayodim in those sheets, I wanted to look at this sugya. And I wanted to show you something very interesting. So the two sheets. So there's a Biur Hagra, and a Perek much later, which I expect we will get to in Tavshin Ayin Gimel. But in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chav Dalet, the Pasuk says, as Pnei Mevin Chochma, the Einek Sil B'Ktzei Ha'aretz. That's the Pasuk. So the what does it mean, as Pnei Mevin Chochma, the Einek Sil, the eyes of the Ksil B'Ktzei Ha'aretz, towards the end of the earth. Zok Degra, Kloimar, HaMevin Einoi Roya Likpaitz Ela Mevin Mashalafonov. The maven looks at what he has in front of him, and he's concerned exclusively about that and about nothing else. Abul Haksil, Einov Lekatzve Eretz, Ve'es Yaschil Lilmoid, Einov Yiyachalu Lesayim Ashas Oyam Aseches. You ever see a person that's Lahavdil Elef Havdolos, reading a book, and he's getting bored and frustrated because it's not moving as quickly? So he looks to see how many pages. I see some people, some children do that with the siddur. How many pages is there left of the davening? He says, a person who is a ksil, he looks to the end, when is it going to be over? When am I going to encompass the whole thing? For inyan, sheba oylam, there's a meiridika, yisaydis dika, gra. Sheba oylam yesh gimel dvarim. There are three things. Toiv, that which is good, arev, that which is pleasant, umayil, that which is useful, purposeful. Arev hu betanuge oylem hazeh ha arevim laguf. When you're dealing with oylem hazeh in yonim, arev means they are sweet, they taste good. V'toiv umayil heim shneim ke'echa toivim. Toiv and mayil are both good, but what is the difference between tov and mayil? Ach mayil hu sha'ach hazman yo'ilu, va'ata be'es sha'oichel zeh einoi toiv loik, my refuah she'imar loi be'es yikochena. Toiv means something that is good now. Mayil is something that the tachlis is good, but right now there's a negative. In this particular case, if he's taking medicine, the negative is that it tastes bitter. He says, oi, but v'acharkach yoyoloi, v'toiv hu shebishas maisu toiv gamkein. Toiv is good now, and it's good in the future. It's like a medicine that tastes good. V'chein bin yonei oylem abo, arev hu aloimet kedei shikre'enu rav. Arev is sweet, meaning that it's not in the essence good. Why is Torah not in the essence good? Because he's not doing it for the right reasons. So it's sweet. He enjoys learning because it's giving him this side benefit, which is really not a good thing at all. So it's like a person eating a lot of sugar. It tastes very sweet, but it's harming him. Zehu haloimed, ein toiv loy b'shas asokoi, el achaka kishayeda hadin. So listen to the Goyin and listen to the way the Goyin explains this, and think about the matzav of Rav Klal Yisrael bizman hazeh, and you'll see what I'm trying to explain. The Goyin says there's toiv in learning and there's mayil in learning. What is mayil according to the Gra again? That which is in the end useful, but right now it's bitter. What is toiv? that which is good today, and in the end it's also good. So let's see what is in Torah. In the end, it's good either way. So what is the problem now? The difference between Tov and Mayu? So he says like this. He says, Ha'oisik ba'Torah, k'dei leida kol din la'amitoi. If a person's tachlis is to know the halacha of each thing, to know well, Zeu aloimet ein toiv loy b'shas asoka. You hear what he says? Such a person, it's very hard for him at the beginning. While he's learning, it's not so gishmak. El achakach, when he arrives at his destination, and he sees that he knows the halacha, he knows lasuke shmaitz aliba de hilchasa, he's very happy. And he feels satisfied. K'sheyeda hadin. So when is toiv? If that's not toiv, but just mayo, when is toiv? You hear? He says, if a person learns, and while he's learning, he understands that every word is a kiyum mitzvah, and that this is a fulfillment of Ratzon HaBorei, and memela the fulfillment of his life's purpose. And that's what the pasuk means. Ein toiv la adam, pirush hatoiv einu ba adam sheyoychal v'yishte. It is a pasuk in Kehelis. Sheyasek b'toiv b'mitzvahs v'heras nafshei toiv ba'amalei. Pirush, when is it toiv? When he's isek b'toiv b'mitzvahs, you can have toiv, but you can also have just mayil. When is it toiv? So he says, ela imkenu maril nafshei sheyia toiv loy ba'amalei atzmai. In the Amelus itself, it should be Toiv, not just in the results. The Hainu, Sheyeh Kavanos Lekayim Mitzvos Hashem Yisbarach, V'oz Toiv Loigamkin Av Be'esam Olay. And that's what this Pasuk in Mishlei means. Es Penei Meivin Chochma, Shameivin Royas HaChochma Shalofana, V'nehne Mimena, Mipnei Shekavanos Lekayim Mitzvos Boira, Aval Enei Aksil, Shaloimit Kedei Leida Dinim. Imagine! He doesn't see in the Torah itself except a tachlis. He doesn't understand that the learning itself is its own tachlis and its own beauty and its own wonder. Why? So the Goyim says, because he's mekayim a mitzvah. So he is Einov al katzvei eretz. He's going to the end of the earth, meaning sheino nene, ad sheyulmod mashalibei chofetz v'yigmar isa. The Vilna Goyim's vision is almost diametrically opposite to the reality that we encounter. Very poshut. The Goyin says that in everything, in Gashmius and in Ruchnius, there are three levels. There's something called Arev. Arev is a facade. Arev means that you are being lulled into taking something that's not good for you simply because it's gishmak. Now, in the example of Torah, the Goyin is very interesting. He says, how could learning ever not be good for you? And of course, somebody could jump up and say, didn't we learn we learned that in the past also. The answer is yes. But Lamaisa, right now, if you learn for an ulterior motive exclusively, not to know, and certainly not to fulfill the Ratzon HaBorei, but simply because then you'll be a Rash Kibahag, you'll be a Knacker, you'll be sitting up front in the Mizruch Bat. And that's your goal. So that's called Arev in Torah. Because since it's not the right goal, so you're seeking out the Gishmak, but it's really detrimental. In the end, if you have to do that to get to the next level, all right. But the Goyin says that itself is not good. There are two levels of good in learning. Just like there are two levels of good in taking a medicine. One, the medicine is coated with something that makes you feel happy when you take it. But children don't like to take medicine. They don't understand that the medicine in the end is good for them. So they only basheru sham. So the only way we can get them to take the medicine is by making it taste good. That's the way it is. In learning, there's that level. But that level, according to the Gra, where it's good right now, is when you learn with an understanding that it's Yira Shamayim, that it's Avodas Hashem. That's the incredible thing that the Goyim is telling me. That what makes a person's incentive right now that he's happy, that it's good through and through, from beginning to end, is what? Yira Shamayim. That he understands that he's fulfilling Mitzvah HaBorei. I'm learning. I'm opening up a sefer. At the minute I start my Eimah Sa'ikorin, or the minute I start any sefer in Tanakh, or the minute I start Rashi and Chumash, I am now fulfilling every single word mitzvah sabayre. The Vilna Gaon says v'talmud Torah keneged kulam. Why is talmud Torah keneged kulam? So there in Shneis Elio he says because every word is a mitzvah. You multiply words, suddenly it adds up to thousands and tens of thousands of mitzvahs. Who can compete with that? Where else do you have tens of thousands of mitzvahs in one shos? So if that's with Yirah Shamayim, says the guy, then you get thousands of mitzvahs from Hashem, then you're satisfied and happy from the first get-go. That's called Taif. What's called Arev? Arev is where you don't have that sense. And Mamela, it's a burden until you reach your goal. Because everything is for the Tachlis. So the Tachlis, it's like, I take the course because I need the degree. I couldn't stand one lecture. And I don't have any time in anything that's going on. And there's certainly no L'shem Shamayim in it. So what's the point? Because you'll get your MBA, or because you'll get your PhD, or whatever it is that you need. So I go through all that muchinish and bishas, and I say, I'm not happy at all. It's like taking the medicine, but in the end, you got your goal. You got your thing. So that's Arev. Arev means a tachlis that's not good. That he calls in learning Almanas Sheikare Rebbe. Mayil, the next level is where the goal in the end is wonderful, but Bishas Maisa, you don't feel so great about it. And Toiv is when it's good from the moment that you begin. Till you get the goal, it's totally Toiv, all the way through. So what? But what I'm trying to bring out to you is that according to the Gra, what is giving you the incentive to feel good? What is making you feel good about learning? Not that your brain is chopping a svara, and not that you have this gishmak. Oh, I figured it out. Oh, I have a kasho, I have a teretz. All the great rebbeim, they're the ones who give you that prime you. You know, well, you know. I remember I was in the shir, also in Yankiv Yosef, but a few years later. Anyhow, I was a little kid, a few years younger than everybody else. But Lamaisa, one day, the Rebbe was learning, and I asked the kasha. So the Rebbe could have ignored the kasha. He could have answered the kasha, but that would be all right too. But he made a tzimis of this kasha like you never saw. He said, "Do you know what he just asked? Do you know what he just asked? He asked Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha." Okay, but I made from it such a, and I was mamish in Zibit and Himmel. I asked Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha. And how old was I at the time? I was 14, whatever, 15 maybe. I asked Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha. I got so excited with myself that when he asked me to repeat the kasha to the whole shiur, I forgot the kasha. And from the gaiva became bizei bizeyidus, which also taught me a lesson. Aber lemaisa, Rabbi Sai, the rebbeim today, the great rebbeim, they have to get. So imagine if a rebbe comes in and says, "Kindalach, today we're learning and we're mekayim mitzvahs habayre." It falls flat. It shouldn't fall flat. It should be the opposite. That's the highest madrega. What's my tachlis? My tachlis is to be mekayim mitzvahs habayre. But it doesn't work like that. But the Gra, he saw that learning lekayim mitzvahs habayre is the best of the best. That's the toiv, with the capital T. And that is what I tried to show you. So if you have that asoga, you can go with Ben Chamish Lemikra, Ben Esa Lemishna, and so on. Your protocol, your agenda is to achieve the most, to accomplish it best possible, because in any case, what's driving you is the etzem zachalein. But when you need that little taiva, that gishmak, you see, learning today, and I suspect in many generations, needed to be a visceral gut gishmak. It's almost like turning ruchnius into gashmius. It becomes a gashmiistic thing. You can practically cut it with a knife. The satisfaction and the thrill of what was Rav Soloveitchik's biggest kayach? He was an unbelievable genius. And he had a fantastic zikaron. And when he came in to learn the Shia with the Talmidim, do you know what he did? He made the Talmidim feel that almost, except with a small difference between them, they're on his level. Which of course was totally absurd to begin with. But he lulled them into such a hasaga, and he started the sugya as if he looked at the sugya for the first time in his life, even though he knew every pitch of get back and forth with all the Rishonim and a lot of the Achronim to which he never ever mentioned. Once a Talmud mentioned the Meiri, he nearly got his nose and his ears cut off. You know, you stop with the Rajba, maybe the Ritva, that's it, you know. And of course the Rambam and the Rambam. But the bottom line was that it was the Geshmak, it was the excitement. It was the tension, it was the passion. It was, and I'll tell you, part of the excitement was that maybe he'd throw out a Talmud from the Shir also, or scare him out of his wits. There was a certain tkufa that everybody, that pillars like you have here, imagine where the desk is, and imagine you draw a geometric line that you can't see behind the pillar from where you are at the desk. That's where all the Talmidim lined up. From the pillar till the end of the room was on an angle that the Rebbe shouldn't be able to see them. And he used to have a roster, and he used to look at the names, and call out the names, read the Gemara. So once he called Goldberg, Goldberg was scared out of his wits. So Goldberg says, he's not here today. So he said, so you read the Gemara. What do you think he was? He was a genius. He was a genius at this too. What do you mean Goldberg's not here? What's it your business to tell me Goldberg's not here? The terraces. Abba Lebaisa. Then we have, of course, the famous Baisa, the Rav in Seattle. Rabbi Maimon, very chashuv Sephardi Rav. Family came from Turkey. So he wasn't really so knowledgeable, and the Shia was in Yiddish, but he came, his father sent him, he has to go to Rav Soloveitchik. So he came from Seattle, he came to Rav Soloveitchik Shia. This goes back before many of us were born. And he's sitting there in the Shia, and he's slowly but surely learning and adapting, but his reading skills in the Gemara were not yet honed to perfection. So he calls him to lay in the Gemara, and he starts reading. He must have made a mistake or two, Nishkefalach, but he made a few mistakes. And Soloveitchik says to him, Maimon, you are reading the Gemara, he said in Yiddish, but you are reading the Gemara like a Turk, which is a Yiddish expression, like, you know. So he says to him, Ich bin a Turk. So he got angry. He says, what are you, like, what are you playing with me? So he says, no, no. And he tells him the story. From then on was a love affair. Imam took such good care of him. Abba Lemaises, Zroik Mora B'Talmidim was not just Zroik Mora that they should be afraid of the Rebbe. It was part of the show. It was part of the excitement. It was part of the tension. You walked into the shir, you didn't know what was going to happen next. What is the whole purpose? Why does it have to be theater? Why does it have to be a cosmic event? Mezitz de Malal. The teretz is, you have to have the visceral taiva. Then, as time goes on, you become competent. You begin to develop the challenge. Maybe you want to be a bigger Talmud Chochma than the next one. Kina Seifrin Talmud Chochma. As an example, the Gemara in Baba Basra. What daf is it? Chav Aleph, Chav Beis. So the Mizamar Shoh in that Gemara. The Mashoh says, it says Kina Seifrin Talmud Chochma. So like, why doesn't it say Kina Chachomim Talmud Chochma? So he says in the Meir de Gezach, he says, Seifrim are not yet on the Madrega of Chachamim. But when you reach the Madrega of Chachamim, you don't need the kinnah. It's not appropriate for Chachamim to have kinnah for one another. You see, the Mahashoy is saying, so what's kinnah Seifrim Eivazeh? The Teretz is when you're starting out, it's not enough to say Yira Shamayim. It's not enough to say, you are Mechuyiv to know Kol HaTorah Kula. You need that competition. He didn't want to show off. He wanted the Rebbe should give you the prize. It's the way human beings are. And it was always that challenge. The Torah is Arucha Meretz Midor Chava Miniyam. How are we going to manage that? The Torah says, make it visceral. Put it into its kishkas. Give him a taiva. And that takes a different track than opening up one sefer after another. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Gemara on the bottom, underneath the Bir Agra. Amar Rav, the Gemara, famous Gemara, the Gemara of Zerd, Af Yutes, Amar Aleph, is a whole Gemara about how to learn. The whole plot, the whole Amar. Amar Rav, Ein Adam Loimei Torah Ela Mi Makom Shalibay Chafetz. Mi Makom means from a place in the Torah. That's mimakom. As opposed to bimakom, which is later in the Gemara, means in which yeshiva, by which Rebbe. Mimakom means from the cheftza of the Torah. Shenema ki im b'taras Hashem cheftzai. His desire. What does it mean, his desire? What do you mean, desire? The Torah says you have to learn with a desire. When do you learn with a desire? When you have the ability to choose what you learn. This appeals to me. This is geschmack for me. You see already. What do you mean? Do it l'shem shemaim. What's the difference? It's Torah. You start from Aleph and you end to Tov. You start from Bereishis, you end Lainei Kol Yisrael. You start me'ayim asayin, you end with Uktzin. What's the problem here? The Torah says, no. B'makom shalibay chafetz. And listen to what it says. Levi v'reb shimon b'rebi yasvik hamid rebi. They sat as talmidim in front of Rebbe. V'koi paski sidra solik sifra. They came to the end of a sefer. And Levi omar laisilon mishle. Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, the next page, omar laisilon tefillin. One of them wanted to learn next mishle. Interesting that they're learning Tanakh. The great Rebbe is learning Tanakh. So one of them says, let's learn Mishle, and the other one says, let's learn Tehillim. Kafye l'Levi v'aisi Tehillim. They forced Levi, and they brought Tehillim to learn. What does it mean, v'aisu Tehillim? The Torah says, because Torah shebichsav, you have to look inside. So that's some Mefarshim say, you may see many times it says, Pasach v'yomar. That Pasach doesn't mean he started talking. Pasach is piv. But Pasach the Sefer. Because they're always, by Pasach the Omer, it always says a call of Pasach. So they used to bring the Sefer to read the Pasach inside. Because Torah Shebichsav, Yat Torah Shoyla Omer Malpeh. So that's what it means, they brought the Sefer. So they brought Tehillim against the will of Levi. And they started learning the first Perek of Tehillim. Guess what? In the very first Perek of Tehillim, what does it say? Kiyim b'tayras Hashem cheftzai. Ah, they got the Gimtaras Hashem cheftzai. Parish Rebbe. Rebbe abandoned the Tehillim. Why? V'amar ein adam loime taira ela mimakayim shalibay chafetz. And Rebbe, Parish Rebbe here means he explained it. I didn't get it. He abandoned it in a minute, but that's not what Parish means. Parish means he touched up that what does it mean, B'tarz Hashem Chavtzai? Ein adam loimed ela mimakom shaliba chavetz. That Levi saw as his Pesach, and he jumped in and he said, I'm a Levi Rebbe Nasatalon Rishus La'amayid. He gave us the opportunity to stop learning Tehillim and to start learning what it is that they want. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Choma Kolaisi B'Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kolaisi L'Chafotza Shenem Hakim B'Torah Hashem Chefza. Amar Rava La'olam Yilmoid Adam Torah B'Makom Shli B'Chafetz Shenem Hakim B'Torah Hashem Chefza. So there's only one subtle difference between those two statements, B'Makom or Mimakom. So what is the difference between the two? So you take a look in the Sefer, in the Masha, yeah, the Masha says something very beautiful. He says, on page 2, midenokat labachiyai gavna, the solik sifra, niradash minun shebishor shemesaimim sefer echod, yesh lahaskel sefer acher, k'mosh anu oisim b'simchas Torah. The Masha says something very beautiful. He says it was the siyum of a sefer. They had to, why didn't they wait till tomorrow to start? So I would have said, because they have time to learn, b'fod vayta. But the Masha says, no, that's not what it was. That every time you finish, you immediately start. So he says, that's what we do on Simchas Torah, that we say, le'enei kol Yisrael, but we also have chosan, bracious. Al pi medrash, mipnei kitrug asotan, yeah, utaka'ama de kafye le'levi, stam me'ezetam kafye le'levi. He says, even without B'Torah Hashem Chavtza, first of all, Rebbe knows that halacha, if he's taiching up the Tehillim that way, it wasn't like all of a sudden one day he discovered it right at that point. He must have had this idea in mind before. So why is he forcing Levi? Why, in other words, why did they start with Tehillim to begin with if Levi wants Mishle? So he says, Yesh l'faresh, Mishum de Sidron shel Ksuvim kachu. Because when they got to Ksuvim, Tehillim begins Ksuvim and then comes Mishle after Tehillim. So why jump? Let's go Keseder. That was the plan. If we go Keseder, Kedamin Perek Hamad Baba Basra, right? Va'ayde shloimar. The fisher sefer teilim kula yira shamayim. The sefer mishli kula divrei chokma umashal. Va'amrinan kol shiras chetay kademus chokmas and chokmas and iskayemus. So it's better to learn teilim as the hakdama to mishlin. That's what he says. But what is the difference between these two places? Okay, so he says, look at the sefer b'noyo ben yahayada. That's the sefer of the ben ishchat. Amar Rav lo olam yilmad adam Torah b'makom shli b'chafetz kasha. May hoisif Rav al abraisa. The Kama Rebbe Yomer ein adam loymid ela b'makom shli b'chafetz. He asks this question: what's the difference mimakom and b'makom? So the mefarshim say that b'makom means the yeshiva, mimakom means the sefer, and they're two different things entirely. What does he say? So he says, "V'nira li b'siyata d'shmaya." He says a different pshat. Da abraisa ayri b'loimid levada. V'rova b'lechadish afilu b'loimidim chaverim yishtada lasois hamtsois lachricham sheyilmad imoim b'mokam shelibay chavetz. Of course, that could get very complicated. By the way, I'm going to tell you in a minute b'li neder ma'isa with the briska rav. But he says, "V'niska dover b'tevis la'olam da ayri b'chol gavna." The Gemara says a very interesting thing. It says in the pasuk, this is very well known, that the pasuk shifts. It says, "Ki im b'sayras Hashem cheftzai." So what's the Torah called? Torah Hashem, the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And right afterwards, it says, "Uvesayrasai yega yom v'loila." You know that pronouns are dangerous things, because you never know what the pronoun is referring to. But Torah Sai could refer back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the same as Torah Hashem. Why does it say this time with a pronoun? Because very often when the noun is already mentioned, you don't need more than that, so you have a pronoun. But here the pronoun is ambiguous, because since we're talking about Hashem's Torah, but we're also talking about Ashri or Ish. So Torah Sai could refer to the person. And that's how the Gemara Taiches attack it. So what's the pshat? Is it Torah Hashem or is it Torah Sai? Let's make up our minds, Kivayochel. The Torah says first it's Torah Hashem, but then he makes it his Torah. Torah delay. So he says, what he wants to say something about that. B'tchilo nikreis al shmoi shalai kodesh baruch hu v'lisoif nikreis al shem shalai. Nira li b'siyata d'shmaya. L'chein timtzon nekudois Torah heim chaylam shemisparo asora. V'komat shemisparo tazayin. Sheheim mispa shem avaya. V'im titzari v'imoyim oisi ois vav hei shal Torah v'miluam kaze vav hei shei misper yutes az yeh kan misper odom remes shebitchilo nikreis al shmoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sof al shmoi shal odom. Now would you have ever figured something like that out on your own? I'll leave it to you to figure it out, to give out to you exactly how he puts it together on your own. But the point is very poshut. Torah Hashem, if you'll ask Ani HaKotan to tie you up, one of the many ways of seeing the change from Torah Sai, before it was Torah Hashem, now it's Torah Sai. You cannot expect, certainly your average Talmud, to learn Torah Hashem. It has to become Torah Sai. And Torah Sai means it's his taiva, it's his excitement, it's his kinyan. It's definitely a selfish thing. And adarabba v'adarabba, if you don't have that selfish instinct, and that's why it starts out with kinas soifrim, and on, you're never going to be matzliach. Because a person has to have a visceral taiva for Torah. He has to, and you know there's a corollary to that. The corollary is that when nobody's looking at least, well today you can do it anywhere. The world today, you can do anything anywhere. But when nobody's looking, in the middle of the night when you're learning, or you're in the Beis Medrash all by yourself, and you're really excited, you take the Gemara, you press it to your chest, and you start dancing around the Bima. That's what it is. That's what's missing. If a person is on it's not a Madrega thing, it's an infatuation thing. It's a love thing. When a person has that feeling for that Rajba, when a person's eyes are opened up, when somebody gives you a shtickle Torah and you see that he took something that was sosum and he starts showing you how this is connected to this and this makes sense because of this, and you feel that you were just given a matana that's worth him tevakshenu kakesev v'chamatmoinim, There are times, there's no question about it, if somebody would give me, and I'm nothing special, somebody would give me a choice, a pshat in this Rambam, which I've been racking my brains for weeks to figure out, and $1,000 on the table, in real American, well, whatever, in real money, a bar of gold. It doesn't even have the slightest nisayon that I will grab the pshat in the Rambam. Not the slightest, but not once. Every time, was hab ich von dem? The person needs to support his mishpacha and so on, but that's it. But that has to do with taiva and geshmak and excitement. It's a physical choice. It's not the spiritual wins out. The spiritual doesn't win out so fast. It's the physical that wins out. This is geshmak and this is not so geshmak. Simple as that. That's why the whole mechanism. Why do you think they learned the seven mesechtas? So you'll say, because that really develops a Talmud. It's true. It develops a Talmud's thinking much better than the other mesechtas. But that's not it exactly. Because why does it develop a Talmud's thinking? Because he can immerse himself in it, it becomes part of it, and he gets very excited with it. It's the same thing that if somebody will teach you math, and your mamish, you're plotting from it. And then you have once in a while a great teacher, a master teacher. And he knows how to get you. He knows how to give the right mishalim, how to give the right examples, how to turn it into real life. He knows how to turn those complicated mathematical inyonim into something that you can touch and feel, and all of a sudden you're a player. And all of a sudden the whole veil lifts. And you discover that you're a shtickl mathematician. You never realized it in your life. Everybody has that koyach in Torah. You just need the Rebbe to open up that door. But if a person's going to start from Bereishis to Lein Kol Yisrael like a machine, it may never happen. And with all the challenges that are going against him, Klal Yisrael keeps paskening against the rule, as it were, all the time, over and over again. Imagine that Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you're not supposed to forget anything. He paskens halacha l'maisa. Imagine all the people that are following the Shulchan Aruch Harav in other inyonim. You think that they will chazer and chazer and chazer and chazer until they have something munach b'kufsa, and they run out of time, and they're chazering over the same 25 blot, but that they know backwards and forwards in their sleep? No! Why not? Because you can't learn like that. I have to have a taiva, I have to have a geshmak, I have to feel excited about my learning. Otherwise, my learning is just l'shem shamayim. Who's on that madrega? Yechidei Sgula. The Chazon Ish once said that, you know when it shows that a person has Yira Shamayim? When he's in the middle of a very, very dense sugya, in the middle of something very complicated, which is just mathematical, and doesn't have that kind of excitement, you know, there's nothing happening, but you just got to get through it. And if a person learns that, Bahasmada, it shows that he has Yira Shamayim. It's absolutely true. It shows that he has Yira Shamayim. But to have that kind of Yira Shamayim, you have to be an Oivet Godoy. And most people do not have the stamina to be able to do that. So every Rebbe in all the Tkufas tried to make things exciting, interesting. And if they were successful, then the Talmud becomes a Loimit Torah for the rest of his life. Now that's what I wanted to show you. But Nageya, this, let's just finish off with the Rabbeinu Yoina, and then we will stop. I just want to tell you the Britzker Rav Maisa. And this is also, who's the boss? You see, this is something that we skirted. The question is, what does the Talmud want? Mimokam Shalibay Chavitz, from what Sefer? The Brisker Rav, I heard from one of his Talmidim, from the Brisker Rav's Talmud, I heard it from his Talmidim, that the Brisker Rav was once overhearing, it was Bein Azmanim, and the next man they were supposed to learn something, of course in Kachim, that's what he learned. And it wasn't like a regular yeshiva. Talmidim used to gravitate to him to learn. And there was a discussion what they would like to learn. And he sees that some want Zvachim, some want Menachas. I don't have the exact the Mesechtas, but that's what it is. So he sees this. So he says to them, you know what? Why don't you go together into a room and come to a maskana? What is it exactly that everybody is masking to? Mokum Shaliba Chavitz. So they go in and they fight it out. They battle Zvachim, Menachas, Menachas, Zvachim. They come out finally, they want Zvachim. So he says, Nu, what do you want? He says, we want Zvachim. Say, Bezevet Menlan and Tmura. That's also a mahalach, you know. But the maisa, the makam shalibay chafetz. So I asked him, did anyone ask the Rosh Hashiv? So really, the truth of the matter is, it's a gemara in Hashayim, gemara in Bab Metzia, that depending upon this man, who's meshubit to whom. So the question is that she would refer to the Masechta, or the Sheba refers to other things. But Lamaisa, part of the Zroik Mar of Talmidim probably is that I decide, not you. But they will mask him in any case. Whatever the Briska Rav is learning is good for me. So it wasn't exactly a chasar and a makam shali machavitz, anyhow. But that's the Maisa with the Briska Rav. So I just wanted to finish with this Rabbeinu Yonah. Hamayla Revius, it's also in Mishlei, on Ar Psukim in Tavakshena Kakesef. So he says as follows. A person's desire for Torah should be as strong as his desire for money. If a person does not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya, and he doesn't sit and hurry over the Gemara, he will not be zoicha. He learns that Tvakshena Kakesef is a maila separate from Machamat Mainim to Chapsena. What's the difference? Hamaila Chamisha Shetis Arev Lenavshay HaChochma V'lo Yihya Olav Iska L'Toyrach Meirov HaAhava. So he learns that there's a level which you want to learn, and you need Yirah Shamayim, and you need Hasmoda. And the truth of the matter is, people have Yirah Shamayim, they have Asmada, they accomplish fantastic things. But there's another level, and a different kind of person, I would say, that cannot go with Yirah Shamayim and Asmada. What does he need? He needs Taiva. He needs Ahava. That he learns is Mechapis Matmoinim. He says, Ke'inyon Shenema Vayiyu Be'enov Ki'yomi Machodim. What's he quoting? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu worked all that time, and it was like nothing to him. Why? Because he was so excited to work, because it represented that he would accomplish his goal. Avod Choshev Hashonim, that it was Vayu Bein of Kiyom Echodim, it was nothing. He says, somebody tells a person, in this ground, in this backyard, somewhere, there's a very, very beautiful sculpture of made out of solid gold. So he's going to go day and night and rip up every bit and be miyageya himself and just barely take a drink of water to his mouth so that he could gather his strength, and he's just going to dig and dig and dig and dig. Why? Taiva. That's the marshal. It's taiva. So he says, Tavakshena Kakesef is not that madrega. Chamat Moinim, it's buried somewhere in the ground. So go get it. So he says, Ki yesh matmoin babayis hazeh, somebody tells him, Hu gad loy? Oy bebika hazois? Ki lo yi olav l'toyra chipus hamatmoin. He says he won't even realize that he's struggling. Midaito sheyim tzohayin rab v'mokam echad v'yis asher b'rega echad. The idea that he'll become rich in an instant. He'll win the lottery. That's what he says the pasuk. What is sos? Sosain, joy, excitement, and joy. Alim rasecha. And the Torah, l'fi arv arevus betircha v'chipusa tipakachna ba'enei haseichel v'tishtame b'lev ha'adam. He says, look what he says. The enei haseichel, the eyes of your mind should open up. Ke'inyan shenema, you'll discover America. Shenin shenema nechalti edei secha. V'nei bira amosh lazer atzalaymar v'chamat meinim t'chapsenu yivayaray salamata ba'amray v'das l'navshu chayina. It's sweet. In the desire, in his taiva. That's what it is. This man hazeh, I dare say, with all of the attractions out there, what you're competing against for the child, if you do not make the Torah exciting and expect him to be learning just because of Yirah Shamayim, I don't think that we'll be able to succeed. And that's why to make it exciting takes time, it takes a certain focus, and you are obliged to make a very serious trade-off. But I just want to finish with one ha'ara. It works both ways. If a person is excited b'shas ma'isa, it may be a flash in the pan, because at the end of the year, he looks back and he asks, Abba l'maisa, what do I have in my pocket? Now here's a very interesting thing. Derech is very subtle. And understanding and profundity, when they come in increments, you may not even realize how much you gained b'chlal, unless the Rebbe explains where you were. Now a lot of times, you can go in at the beginning of the year and give a test, and go in at the end of the year and give a test. And you see the difference of how much the person steigt in the way he wrote about a sugya at the beginning, and the way he writes about a different sugya now. But that's not happening in the yeshivas, this kind of trick. So a person comes out at the end of the year, and somebody asks him, how many blot did you learn? And he says, 10. He says, a whole year, 10 blots. Very good. Next year, another 10 blot. Next year, another 10 blot. Let's make a calculation. You'll finish us when you're 250, or whatever it is. So a person suddenly gets a little bit of a tzip, a yiyush. Wait a minute. So what's going to be with me? And it's very hard to explain to him that even though you paid a price, but look what you gained. And look at your cheshek, which you would not perhaps have had otherwise. So it's very delicate, because what you have, bishas maisa, in the end it may evaporate into a sense of frustration and yiyush from the exact opposite direction. Bottom line is, what's in my pocket? So that's a very delicate trick to be able to create the excitement, bishas maisa, give the person the derech, and then make him feel that in the end, he has. If you have such a Rebbe, then you have Gan Eden.